custom market in Juba Town is one of the oldest markets in South Sudan. Vendors from Uganda, Kenya, and the Democratic Republic of Congo come here to tout their goods, ranging from clothing to car spare parts. Most traders say they earn little profit because prices at wholesale stores are too high. Achuel Achol sells cell phones and is one of them.
There's no money. I'm just here to hustling anything I get.
Trader Nadia Stella Alemin Durufu says she faces challenges from many fronts.
The price of everything have been increased in the market there, but we are still selling in the same price. Because if we increase our price, the customers will not buy the thing.
For many small-scale vendors like shoe salesman Moses Charles, business was good before 2013 and 2016 political crisis in the country. He says the effects of the conflict hurt the economy.
Before we used to buy things cheaper, but now the prices have increased. From the wholesale, a shoe for 3,000 and a half has now increased to 4,800 Sudanese pounds. We don't get clients who can afford these prices.
For other South Sudanese, business is booming. Lawrence Kurbandi is a former legal advisor to President Salva Kiir and is now a real estate investor in the country.
Juba and other towns of South Sudan, you can invest in them, provided that you select your own choice as investor, be you local or national investor or international investors. As soon as we signed the agreement, people who came here, they are not necessarily investors, they are traders.
Kurbandi says investors or traders should look for new opportunities in the country. He says some South Sudanese who have money are seeking better services from investors.
In situations like ours, there are three types of investment. Investing in education, because every household would like their children to go to best schools. The other investment is the health. People never stop being sick in countries like ours. So if you invest in good hospitals, you will still make money. And the third one is the food commodity.
South Sudanese businessman Chol Lam, a senior partner at the local South Sudanese company, Chiang Wei CW, says the oil sector has business opportunities.
The economy of South Sudan focuses on the crude sales. But in terms of the services, there's a huge revenue stream within the oil services. I would say equal to the oil that's being sold in terms of the crude. The oil services is dominated, I would say, by the Chinese. The majority in the oil sector, in the services. And the budget for oil services, I would assume, it's something close to $1.5 to $2 billion annually.
Another business sector that appears to be thriving despite the tough economic climate is interior design. APA Interiors is the only one-stop interior design shop for locals and expatriates in Juba. Apajok Aler, who studied interior architecture in Italy, has found her niche in Juba. She is the director of APA Interiors.
Our business, it's going well. We have a lot of clients. There was a missing gap, and we were that link that we needed to be in. There were a few challenges, obviously. Setting up a business from the start is always hard. And also making people understand the need for interior design.
Despite the tough economy, South Sudanese are making ends meet whichever way they can, like this University of Juba student who operates a local motorbike taxi, also known as Boda Boda.
I'm currently upgrading to degree, so with no one to sponsor me, to support me, and with no proper job, that's when I decided to create for myself a business, at least to facilitate my studies and even support my family.
Mohamed Sani is a Nigerian national who has been importing his country's fabrics into South Sudan for 21 years.
South Sudan, they need people to come here. So if you come here just for work, they are welcome with you. But if you come, you want to work to get money, it's good. There is no any challenges here in South Sudan.
According to the World Bank latest South Sudan Economic Monitor, the improving microeconomic conditions and relative peace has supported a rebound of growth in services and trade. South Sudan's economy grew by 1.2% in 2021-2022. John Tanza, VOA News, Juba.